The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We are broadcasting from the ICAST convention in Orlando, Florida. So we're having a great, we had a great time. The convention ended yesterday. And I mean, there's so many new things coming on the market. I don't know if they're going to catch fish, but they were cool to look at. From bass to salmon to pike, you name it. It was so cool to see so many different things. I really, really was excited about it. And I got to tell you, there's going to be, just get the wallets out pretty soon, because this is all the things for next year. And yes, I couldn't buy anything. This is not a buy show. You just get to look and touch. No look and touch and pack. All right, but let's talk. First of all, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago, the app, or you can go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show, or you can listen to the podcasts of other shows and subscribe for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and remember to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors to keep up to date on all the outdoor info that's out there. Let's talk about today's show. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. We have, hopefully, Captain Tony sitting on the dock waiting for us to call him. Or he's going to call us, one of the two, in Winthrop Harbor. Then Chad Stewart, he's the wildlife biologist from Michigan. And he's responsible for, ready for this, the deer, moose, and elk herd in the state. A lot of people just went, what? Yeah, they've got moose and elk in the state of Michigan. And he's also responsible, to get all that information out and keep an eye on and everything. And we're also going to hear from the challenges of him because the drop in deer hunters in the state. I was really shocked when I read this report. So I said, oh, I got to call Chad and talk to him and see what's going on. Then Scott Cornetta from the Tallgrass chapter of Pheasants Forever, it's a Southwest suburban chapter of Pheasants Forever. They have their intro to shooting event for women, and ready for this? It's a free event. Oh, what? Yeah, it's a free event for women who want to learn how to shoot, trap, and skeet, and maybe sharpen their eye on pheasant hunting or bird hunting. So that's going to be really cool. And last but not least, the Aiden Fishing Report. Can't miss that. The Aiden Fishing Report. In the final segment of the show for Western Michigan. He's always going out with dad and his sis and stuff like that. Mom stays home. She's a fireman, so she's got to work. But, they were going to talk with him. I'm going to read his report, as I always do. And, oh, my God, there's so many different things that are going on. I want to bring up one thing here. I am very proud of our conservation officers in District 3. That's kind of like up here. Officer Gates and Calabero caught, they were on Braidwood Lake with an intern, and they caught people fishing in the restricted area after sunset. They approached the men. They had three garbage bags full of hybrid stripers were found along with beer cans, and they were leaving behind along the shoreline. A total of 93 fish were found to be in their possession. Only five of the hybrid stripers bass were able to be released alive. Six catfish and the remaining fish were seized and placed on ice. Majority of the hybrid striper bass measured between 15 and 16 inches. These three men were all issued citations for entering and remaining in restricted areas, being in the park after sunset, littering in a state park, and unlawful possession of stripers exceeding the daily limit of 10 per person. Yeah, baby. They had a lot more than 10 per person in those three garbage bags. So congratulations to our CPOs who, you know, they're going for felony charges and resource theft. So these guys are not just getting a ticket. They got a lot more problems coming up. And so I want to congratulate them on doing their job that they always do every day and don't get recognition for it. And real quick here, we've got them. I see a light flashing on my computer screen. So that means Captain Tony's on the screen, but he had a client group out this past couple days ago, and they caught 13 fish. They got a 12 pound king and a 20 pound laker, according to this note. Nice catch, Tony. And these guys are all holding this huge line of fish that's on his bragging board that he takes a photo from. It's really cool. But you know what? He's on the line someplace. Let's see if we connect with Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, he must be sitting on the dock of Winthrop Harbor and checking out everybody walking down the boat ramp. Captain Tony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Josh. How's it going?
Hey, buddy, it's kind of nice that later, you know, in the week that weather changed a little bit, but it's going to start cranking up and get a little bit warm. But I understand you've picked a whole new program on finding those big kings.
We were like working structure, working it hard, changing up a bunch of stuff, kicking up our speed, slowing down our speed. But, you know, there's a lot of nice kings around. It is unbelievable. You know, if you find something working, keep working at it. Remember, don't leave fish to find fish.
Yeah, if you're catching fish, why move?
Right, if you get more than, you know, two or three bites, I would double back or triple back on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when the sun comes up, it seems like they don't wear sunglasses and they start disappearing. Yep. You know, the screen starts getting blank and you got to decide what you want to do, where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, fish don't have eyelids, so makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been getting, you know, I know you've been going out with a bunch of families with kids on them. You've been posting some great pictures of these kids with fish that are half as long as the kid.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's some nice 14-pounders out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids actually seem like they're doing better than the adults. You know, I had a grandfather and grandson out the other day, and Grandpa reeled in one, and he was huffing and puffing, and the little kid was just smoking them in one right after another. You know, I was cracking up, you know, but the kid did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I think we boated, five rainbows and two kings, you know, so, you know, kid was having fun. That's what it's about, you know.
That's exactly right.
It's about fishing, you know.
That's all it's about. It's having fun out there. Oh, man, still some steelhead during the day, you think, or what?
Oh, yes. Yeah. For some reason, we're seeing a lot more steelhead this year, early in the morning, and even towards the afternoon, you know, as you slide out towards deep water, small spoons are working, high cores, four, five, sixes, and seven colors have been working for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do run a 300 down the middle, but he seems like pretty slow. But otherwise, everything seems like it's up a little higher in the afternoon. Of course, we drop our deep stuff down, see if we can find anybody lurking on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. And, weather doesn't look, except for getting a few hot days coming up, it doesn't look too drastic. So, you know, people should be able to get out there, have some fun, catch some fish. And, hey, if it's a little bit of rain, wear a raincoat. It's not that hard, folks. I mean, the fish are wet. You're going to be a little bit wet, but you got a raincoat.
Right. Everything gets wet when it rains. You know,
yeah.
You got to go fight the fish in the rain. It's, you're going to get a little damp. Hey, bring a rain jacket. That's fine, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we did have a little cold front slide through, you know, Thursday, Friday. It did mess with the fish a little bit, but we did really good, you know. It's like we're getting quality versus quantity, mm-hmm. which is fine with me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't beat that at all. And once again, you know, you're using... Last time I was out with Captain Tony, everybody, he was throwing everything but the tackle box out there on the line because he wanted to find what those fish were going to jump on. And once he got on it, he zeroed in and got everybody on the same wavelength and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, we started getting into them rainbows out there in about 118 to 120, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. I mean, we just had northbound and all of a sudden, boom, here comes some rainbows, you know. Why are they there? I don't know, but it's good for us.
Who knows? And when we filleted them, when we got into the harbor, they had alewives in them. They had little bugs in them. I mean, they had the smorgasbord in them.
Right, right. You know, the other day, you know, we're out there early in the morning, and it's just getting light. And my first mate, Colby, goes to me. He's like, hey, what's that on the water? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, look. And actually something was swimming through the water, and it was just the top of a fish. Eat bugs on the water. Had to be a rainbow.
Had to be a bow, yeah.
Had to be a bow.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to go out on a charter, Tony, what's the best way to do it?
I would call me on the cell phone at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
That's right. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost Charters?
Fish on the dock of the bay. We're going to scream fish out, but the dock of the bay is pretty nice.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you be, my friend. You have a good week.
All right. Everyone be safe out there. Good fishing.
Bye-bye.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Hey, sportsman. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on. And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
That sucker almost pulled me in.
Monster Bass!
The drag of my reel was smoking.
Monster Bass!
Please don't break my line. The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And once again, this is, as I, you all know, I love the science of the outdoors. And then every time I get a biologist or somebody or a botanist, I call it the, you know, the public radio, the educational hour of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But right now we have Chad Stewart on the phone from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He is the guy who's the Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist for the state. Yes, moose. The state does have moose. Not all over, but in certain quiet areas. But, you know, we're going to talk to him about deer and deer hunting. Chad, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me back, Chauncey.
As I read an article, and I dropped the paper, and I couldn't believe, because Michigan is a dynamic state for deer hunting. I grew up in the city of Chicago, and when I mean in the city, buddy, I'm talking, you know, my backyard was 15 feet by 10 feet. That was my backyard, and I moved up to a 13,000 acre Boy Scout camp in Michigan. So I kind of, you know, had to get accustomed to what space was, but that's where I went deer hunting my very first time a long time ago in the early 70s. And this article that I saw quoted you in a couple of paragraphs said that in the state of Michigan, we are down over 200,000 deer hunters. I'm like, what? Is that true?
That is very true. And depending on where your timeline starts, it's even more than that. But, you know, just arbitrarily starting at the year 2000, because it sounds like a great place to start, when we had over 800,000 deer hunters participating in deer seasons in Michigan, we're currently sitting at about 560,000 deer hunters participating currently. So, you know, simple math, that puts you well over 200,000 and actually close to about 250,000 deer hunters that are no longer participating in the Michigan woods in about a 25-year period. It's alarming.
I'm sitting here. If this was a phone interview, everyone, you'd be sitting here looking at Chauncey with his mouth on the counter, his jaw. I mean, that's, what did they all go to? I mean, and there's a million answers for that. I know, Nick, Chad, but there's a million answers where the hunters went to, you know, land this, loss of this, loss of that. But it's just that's a huge number. That we're not just saying gun hunters, right? Because I know there's been a shift more to people bow and arrow, archery hunting for deer in certain areas. But you're talking all deer hunters across the board, right?
Yeah, we're talking all deer hunters, regardless of what weapon they hunt with. Most of the decline that we're actually realizing is in our firearm season, which is the most heavily participated in season. That's where we've seen a majority of that decline. Our archery participation has dipped down a little bit in recent years, but over that time frame has actually been pretty stable. And then you've got, you know, our muzzleloading season. We've seen some declines there too, but most of those muzzleloader season hunters are also firearm season hunters. There's very few individuals who are just diehard only muzzleloading season hunters. So most of it has been in firearms. Archery has been a little bit more stable, but yeah, that number reflects all deer hunters across the entire state.
Wow. Now, I'm going to make it comes out a little bit like a joke, and I'm not being sarcastic to any of the deer hunters, but when I first started my Chauncey's Great Outdoors radio show, and the numbers were like huge of firearm, high power firearm and shotgun hunters in the state of Michigan, I once saw the number and I did some calculations, and the third largest army in the world was in the state of Michigan on November 15th. Which is a bizarre number, you know, when you think of it. But it's just that to have this going down. Now, I mean, you know, people age out. Yes, I know. And maybe they weren't bringing their kids or their grandkids out hunting and doing those things and et cetera, et cetera. But the deer herd is really viable, isn't it?
What? Yeah, yeah. And I think what you're starting to see is, you know, some of the impacts of those declining hunter numbers in terms of how we operate, you know, our state agency, our state management currently. You know, just as we would have to make recommendations if all of a sudden we saw an influx of 250,000 hunters, we would have to really change some things around to try to account for that. We've had to make some regulation changes because of that subsequent loss of hunters. So We've been adding more time, more opportunity for hunters to go out, making sure that they're giving every possibility of being successful to manage our deer herd. And, you know, as you've probably seen in your camp area outside of Muskegon, deer numbers are getting higher and higher throughout much of, especially the southern lower peninsula, but even parts of our northern lower peninsula as well. And it's becoming really challenging to manage deer across many areas because of the lack of hunters, the lack of access that they have to effectively manage those deer herds. And they're starting to cause conflicts, whether it's in the agricultural fields, whether it's on the roads, especially in the fall as they're getting bumped by cars, and people are starting to notice.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I want people to realize, and you'll correct me or not on this, deer have anywhere between one to two, I think they may even have three fawns in a birth cycle, correct?
Yeah, most commonly adult does are going to have two in very fertile soils where there's a lot of resources, have a mild winter throughout much of the agricultural Midwest. It is not uncommon for does to have three fawns, and in some cases there are four fawns, but that's extremely rare. But it's not uncommon to see triplets. And the other thing that a lot of people don't know is the cute little fawns that you're seeing at this time of year running around with spots on, if they get to be about 80 to 85 pounds by December, they can actually breed this winter and have a fawn next summer too. So they can actually start breeding in their first year, which is incredible and just sort of illustrates the growth potential of deer populations.
Once again, the jaw is on the counter, everybody. I didn't realize that. So, you know, a pair, let's say a doe, can have three, and then you're talking that deer family could really have six to nine the following year. On top, well, it'd be more because I didn't even count mama. But I mean, you know, that's like, okay, we're at 10 to 12 deer just from that one doe in a year and a half.
Oh. Yeah, it's not out of the question. A doe with two, say, female fawns running around this year, that number of three deer could easily turn into seven or eight next year. It's unlikely because you do see some fawn mortality kicking in and whatnot, but From a napkin math sense, that's absolutely a possibility.
Right. And the other problems that we have with that is that when you get a certain amount, because, yes, they are browsers, and on agriculture, That's why you see a lot more deer on that forest agricultural line than you do in a really a hardwood forest like I'm used to being in. But, I mean, you know, there's so much food, there's so much there that you get to a point where you're going to start having problems with winter food, die off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and sickness in the herd. I mean, this is all things where, you know, predators, natural predators, biological predators of, well, what I mean by that is sickness in the deer, from just being age and stuff like that, to hunters, all manage, that's your job, Chad, rolling the dice. I know you don't do that. You know, you sit down with a lot of information and saying, okay, look at this, let's figure this out. And you really put hardcore scientific information to make a decision of what you're going to do a year or two or three down the road, because you can't make a decision today for next week, right?
Yeah, we always really have an eye on the future and what that looks like, and we try to analyze trends, try to understand where things are going, and certainly we're currently making recommendations for, of course, the present, but a lot of those are leading into how we expect things to change and materialize over the say next 5 to 10 years, and that could be anything from, you know, presence of disease to declining hunter numbers to just understanding deer biology and population growth and what that looks like, and there could be some non-controllable factors in there as well. You know, things like weather that you can't predict and you just sort of have to react to and adjust to. You know, if there's an EHD event or outbreak, mm-hmm. you know, we need to sort of take that into account, and that certainly cannot be predicted. Even if there's land ownership changes and things that are happening at a larger scale within a county, you know, our biologists and our staff are looking at those changes and trying to understand what the impact of that might be in terms of what our recommendations to the public, to our commissions might be in terms of, you know, trying to optimize management.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to have a conversation, not today, but I would love to have a conversation about the moose and elk of Michigan, because that's really, you're talking one of the closest places, you know, that we have them are there. And, you know, moose are a little bit larger than deer, folks, like about 1,500 pounds more, you know, when they're on the hoof. I mean, they are not little critters, and they're just, you know, the state of Michigan does a marvelous job with the outdoors. They really do. From fishing, hunting, to conservation, to taking care of the woods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They really do a marvelous job. Everybody's not happy, but that's okay, because everybody's not happy with what I do. But, you know, but you do a great job with everything you have and your tools and information. But if you don't mind, I would love to have you come back and talk about elk and moose, because that intrigues me, buddy.
I would love to do that, and we just started a new moose research project this winter, so we're already yielding really cool data out of that. So the timing is perfect to talk about moose a little bit more broadly.
Yeah, and I really don't believe people don't understand that a moose can be 1,500 to 1,800 pounds standing in front of you.
Yeah, we've had camera images of white-tailed deer and moose, and we've sort of superimposed them, and it's not an exaggeration to say that a white-tailed deer can walk under a moose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Everyone, Chad Stewart, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, he's the Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist for the state of Michigan. And I just wanted to have him on to talk about, because there's a lot of different change, not a lot this year, from last year to this year, last year's deer hunting season, there were changes on when you can, because you can hunt earlier this year, I think. Isn't that true? Like in August?
We changed the biggest change was our September season, which is our Liberty Hunt with our youth season.
Oh, that's the one, Liberty Hunt, yeah.
Yeah, that starts in September. It was going to be an antlerless only hunt this year based on a decision last year, but our Natural Resources Commission reversed that decision. So it will continue to be either sex.
Mm-hmm.
So any youth hunters or hunters with a qualifying disability that are eligible to participate will still be able to take both antlerless or antler deer during that season. And that's when our deer season kicks off.
Right. And then it just goes from there, folks. It goes from there. And really, I cannot tell you, my very first deer hunt with a group of people, It wasn't the hunting the deer and being in the woods or trying to harvest an animal. It was the camaraderie and the family feeling I got when I went out deer hunting that very first time. That's what made me a deer hunter and continues today. So, you know, also it tastes good in a roast. Oh, Chad, thank you once again so much for coming on, my friend, okay?
Again, thanks for having me, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500 depending on the model from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models powered by your Mercury outboard that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Swalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a waterboard.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going to smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing that we both like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, yes, right now with me, we're going to be talking with Scott Cronetta, who is part of the Pheasants Forever organization, Tall Grass Prairie Chapter. Is that right, Scott?
It is actually Tall Grass Pheasants Forever Quail Forever Chapter.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got the right information there. Yep. But you are doing something I absolutely love. On August 2nd, I'm pretty sure it is, correct?
That is correct.
And tell everybody what we're doing.
We are doing an intro shoot for women only. Our chapter provides everything that is needed for this event, from water, shells, guns, a fabulous lunch, and great instruction.
And I think that's, you know, a couple of things, ladies. I'm talking to you, ladies. This is, they're providing everything for you to come out. That means the instructors to help you shoot. If you've never shot before, this is to get you, you know, in gear, to get out there, to learn how to shoot, the shells, lunch, beverages, everything. And it's really just down, it's limited, though. So if you're hearing this morning, you better, and we're going to say how to register for this, by the way, but you better sign up, because this is an event that's happening down at the Payless Sporting Club, Sportsman's Club on 24038 South Harlem in Frankfurt. It's easy to get to. Don't go, oh my God, that sounds so far. No, it's not that far. I've run some Boy Scout events there. It's a great club. I love it. But, I mean, this is giving the ladies a chance to learn how to shoot so they can go out and enjoy pheasant hunting or target shooting or whatever, correct?
That is correct. In a safe environment with qualified instructors, and we guarantee you'll have a good time and great targets.
Oh, you know, and I know you're going to. I know they're going to have a fantastic time.
Yes, they will.
Oh, my God. Ladies, you have to do this. If you have any inkling of wanting to learn how to shoot shotgun and do that, or, you know, maybe you're a very beginner, you know, you're not an expert, and you just want to, you know, sharpen your eye or have some instruction. They're only doing this for 20 ladies, okay? So don't think you're going to get, you know, have 100 people out there. This is small crowd, one-on-one instruction, getting everybody to learn how to shoot, and you are going to go absolutely nuts at how much fun this can be, right?
Correct, John. This will be pretty much our ninth consecutive year of doing a women's-only event. We've been typically doing this in August, middle of August, so a little bit earlier this year, but we've been doing them pretty consistently,
mm-hmm,
with good numbers.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, the people, to watch the ladies get the, when they break that first clay, you could hear them in downtown Chicago.
Correct. They are high-fiving each other, and they are extremely supportive of each other.
Exactly.
And it's a unique experience.
And that's the fun part about this. You're, many years ago, I did a pheasant hunt with, it was a drawing for ladies only, and you're allowed to bring one friend out. This was mine, not this event, but my event that I did. We only did it for six people. And they could bring one friend out, so they had somebody to be with. And these six ladies had so much fun learning to shoot, learning the safety aspect of shooting, and then going out in the field and shooting, well, the pheasants and ducks that we were shooting that day. But I know this is just for instructions on how to learn how to shoot for the ladies. And this is going to be so cool with the, you know, tall grass prairie pheasants forever, quail forever. Excuse me, a little gurgle in my throat there. And this is, I mean, how can you say no to going this if you're a lady who's never shot or is a very beginner shooter, right?
Correct, in an unintimidating environment.
Yeah, and I think that's might be, wouldn't you say, something that most beginner shooters fear, especially, and I'm not, you know, I'm not speaking trash on you ladies, but it's like they don't want some, you know, some guy saying, oh, you're not doing it right. Dude, you got to do this. You got to do this. No, this is going to be a fun event and really geared toward the beginner shooter. And the ladies are going to have way, way, way too much fun. Oh, my God.
Way too much fun is correct.
Yeah.
I've got well over 600 hours of instruction, time behind students where I'm in NSCA certified instructor, and most of my other board members are in qualified through the DNR to instruct. So they've got close to 400 hours or so too. So you're going to get some quality instruction also.
Oh yeah, and really, you're going to learn how simple and easy it is to shoot, and it, the camaraderie. I have to tell you this: the camaraderie that builds up between you ladies. You have new friends that are going to. You're going to be going out, and you're going to go you know, to a club shooting, then you're going to go to a club to do some pheasant hunting maybe, or chucker hunting, and then you're going to, you know, maybe, who knows, you're going to go out to lunch maybe one day together.
And then you'll be shooting in sporting club sanctioned events too, then.
That's exactly it. Then, you build yourself up, and it is so much easier because it's like one of those things, that, especially on television, you've been seeing all the anchors, they're like, oh, you know, we got to get past our fear, you know, so they jump out of an airplane, they do this, they go motorcycle riding or, you know, whatever they're doing. And here it's, you're going to take that first step, ladies, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is fun. And you're just going to go crazy. You're gonna have, every woman that I have gone out and taken shooting and then a little bit of instructions, they've been hooked for life. And now I know several of them have made other friends that are in the outdoors, and they go pheasant hunting and goose hunting and quail hunting. I think I created a monster, but it's good. It's a good monster.
It's a really good monster. I look at a lot of the names that we've had there, and there's a lot of them that have developed into hunters now and avid shooters.
Mm-hmm. And this is also good for, you know, the single moms, because maybe they want their kid to get a little more acclimated, do some things in the outdoors, or you want to take your kid out and to learn them, teach them how to, you know, do sporting clays or, you know, skeet. And, you know, they're like, well, I don't have anybody, my father's gone, they're now divorced, but they have the kids that they want to get them into that outdoor scene. And this is a perfect way to make them comfortable with doing this part of the outdoors with their family.
That's correct, Chauncey. And we do some other shoots throughout the year where it's all inclusive. So mothers, sons, daughters can come to these events also. Mm-hmm. So we have another one scheduled for December 6th, which will be an intro shoot. Anybody's invited to that one. We cap it off at 20. That is also on the pheasantsforever.org page. If you want to register now, that one fills up very quickly, our end of the year shoot.
I imagine it does. Well, is that the second one that you wanted to make sure that we covered?
No, I was going to ask if I can get a really nice plug for a sporting clay event, which we have on September 13th. That's going to be a sporting clay, 100 rounds of sporting clays, and that's going to be out at Downers Grove Sportsman's Club this year. And for $125, you get a full round of sporting clays, and then we're going to do a barbecue after that. That's one of our major fundraisers, mm-hmm. because as Pheasants Forever, which is a unique model, for every dollar we raise stays in our bank account. We spend it how we see fit. So all the money we raise at our banquet and at the sporting clay event is money that we use for these intro shoots.
I didn't know that. So
you have something new every day,
yes, I do. You can teach an old dog a new trick. So all that money that these dinners that I've gone to, the money you're raising there, is staying with you guys.
That is correct. We donate on national level and state level as we see fit, but we do with it what we want.
That's marvelous.
That's a unique model for Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever.
Yes, it is. I mean, very, very much it is. Very, very, very much it is. Because, you know, I always thought that the money was going someplace else. I've been part of Pheasants Forever, but I just didn't know, like, okay, let's go to the banquet, let's have some fun, let's talk fishing and hunting and stuff like that. And because then you could say, hey, I wanted to go to this kids program, or I want to go to this ladies program, or I want to go to this, you know, conservation thing here. For habitat improvement, buying seeds, or whatever. So the club actually, that's fantastic, Scott. Oh,
it is fantastic.
God.
And because of where we're located at, being out of the south suburbs of Chicago, we don't have a lot of opportunity to donate money for conservation with planting CIP land. But we spend our money on this because we think this is the future of hunting, because I'm sure you've talked about this in your show in the past. Hunting licenses have been declining over years, and we are trying to get everybody inclusive into shooting and
mm-hmm.
sports.
Oh, yeah, it most definitely. You know, it's the sport of shootings, the clays, it's the skeet, it's the actually harvesting, you know, pheasants and chuckers, and quails are tough. I stick with chuckers and pheasants. you know.
It's all fun.
But you know what? It doesn't make a difference if you get any, because you just had fun out in the field and watching a dog and all those things. And ladies, this is what you're going to wind up coming into in the future. Coming to this event and becoming part of Pheasants Forever Tallgrass chapter is just going to open your eyes to so much you can do in the great outdoors. And not just for, you know, yourself. It's you, your other lady friends. It's, you know, some of the guys that you hang around with and your family, your kids. You might just be surprised at how much fun they're going to have at these events. And really, I have to give you guys a lot of kudos, because this, you were literally working hard at bringing the people from the great outdoors into the suburban area so they can get out and enjoy the great outdoors.
Thanks, Chauncey. I appreciate that. We've done these events for the last 9 years, and we've hosted 27 events over the years. And we've had over almost 400 different participants at all of these events. So I think we're stewards of the cause.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, once again, if somebody wants to find out about all of this information we talk about, where do they do it?
The best place to find it is pheasantsforever.org. And then you just click on the events. It's up on the top. And you can find our event. Just search the word Tallgrass. And you can find all of our events listed there.
Right. And this the event we're speaking of is on what day, August 2nd?
August 2nd, and that's going to be out of Payless Sportsman's Club. We're going to need you to pre-register, though.
Okay. And you do that right there.
Walk-ups.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And once again, it's so expensive to go to that event for these 20 ladies, right?
Correct. Just a box of shells that they would be shooting is $10. We provide lunch, water, everything needed for this day. Safety glasses, carrying protection. The only thing we ask is they come with an attitude to have fun.
And all of that is free. And that's the important word.
Correct. That is free.
Scott, I want to say thank you for coming on the program. And make sure when you're getting close to the Tallgrass Prairies event, you give us a call, because we want to make sure we get to it, okay?
Sounds great, Chauncey. I appreciate your support.
No problem. Ladies, you better sign up today. Don't waste time. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen, the in-stock boat prices have dropped at Waterworks Marine on those 2025 Lunds and on those low, with an additional savings of up to $2,500 rebate on certain models of low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks is also offering rebates on Mercury outboards of up to $500, depending on the model, from 2.5 to 30 horsepower. And ask about the extended warranty program, too. But those 2026 London Low models, powered by your Mercury outboard, that are coming in daily, and they need to make room for them. So the deals are on the table. Don't miss it. But whatever model you choose, Waterworks will get you on the water for your friends and family to enjoy a day powered by your Mercury outboard and feeling the wind and water. Come to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or visit them on the web at waterworks.com to see the full line of boats, or call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey special price on a new boat.
Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, Fish on.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Well, I love that song, Bluegill Boogie. Get your feet tapping in the morning and get you going. You know, you want me to go catch bluegills out. All right. Hey, everybody, this is Chauncey. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I want to thank Hannah for being such a professional and making the show sound so good. Thank you, Hannah. You've learned so much. You are really good at board up. But let's talk about my grandson, Aiden's fishing report. Yep. I pulled it up and it says, Papa. Dad and a group of us went to the St. Joe. Everyone found salmon fishing slowed down this week. Chinook and coho were still being caught, but the warmer water that blew over from your side, oh, my side of the lake, pushed the fish away and slowed the action. Good fishing is in 80 to 90 feet of water. The very early or late in the hours, like Captain Tony says, in the dark, produce much better results than daylight fishing. Pier fishing was slow for everything except freshwater drum. Anglers used shrimp night crawlers to catch freshwater drum. Perching was pretty good from boats. Not sure. Most consistent water depths have been 30 to 40 feet. Perch anglers fish both north and south of the pier. Well, Aiden, thank you. And that report is brought to you by Waterworks Marina, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Okay, last week I made mention about hunters can apply for reserved hunts through the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. And this is for youth deer, wildlife refuge deer hunts, all kinds of stuff, dove, private land access, etc. Some of the dove hunt places, and I just want to make sure I get that out there, are Deer Creek Fish and Wildlife Area, Goose Pond Fish and Wildlife, Kankakee Fish and Wildlife Area, Kingsbury Fish and Wildlife Area, the Pigeon River Fish and Wildlife Area, J.E. Roush Lake Fish and Wildlife Areas, and Wilbur Wright Fish and Wildlife Areas. So you got till the 31st to get your applications in there. Please remember to get it in. Some other locations that I want to throw at you. Manistee, a few Chinook salmon were caught while trolling straight out in 120 feet to 180 feet of water and fishing 35 to 80 feet down. Spoons, flasher fly combos, meat rigs, a few steelhead coho salmon. On the other side of the lake, they use meat rigs a lot more than we ever use on this side, really. So you got to remember that. Ludington, a few Chinook salmon, coho salmon, and steelhead were caught at the big Sauble Point in 90 to 200 feet of water. And that was northwest of the town in 80 to about feet of water. Let's see what else we got going on. I mean, there's a whole ton of stuff from Michigan. Up on the Chain of Lakes in Illinois, you're better fishing early in the morning and after dark. For walleye, find some current areas, and you should be able to bring some walleye in. Bluegill are active pretty much all day long. Just go with some very small baits and you should find fish smacking them. You gotta love that. Little Bay Dinac, anglers reported catching a few larger walleye. Anglers also noted that schools of walleye spread out, making it more challenging to find fish. Smallmouth bass anglers fish near the islands and areas with rocky bottoms, casting soft plastic baits. That's another cool thing, you know. They're doing a little fishing that way. Up in Madison, Wisconsin, the DNR up there is the surveys for the state's 2025 breeding duck population. They're estimating it at about 564,693. Don't you love how they can be so exact on their estimate? That's a 7% increase from the 2024 and 26.9 above the long-term average. That's good for us duck hunters. I like seeing that numbers. Mallard breeding populations are estimated between about 150,000 birds, 2% higher than the 2024. That's good. Wood duck populations decreased 1.8% from last year, but remains 5% above the long-term average. Boy, way too many technical numbers. Way too many technical numbers. Then our friends at Michigan, next week are starting construction on the sea lamprey barrier and trap the Little Manistee River, and where they take the eggs from steelhead and salmon that come up there. Sea lamprey, that's an invasive species that it sucks the life out of other fish. They attach themselves on to the side of the fish, and if you've ever seen one, you will never forget what they look like. It looks like a horror movie, actually. They've got a round mouth, they're all teeth, but that's how they grab on, and then they just suck the life out of the fish, kill the fish. And then they get bigger and make babies and keep growing. Each sea lamprey is capable of killing up to 40 pounds of fish during its feeding period, making sea lamprey control vital to the health of all the fish in the state of Michigan. You got to watch that, guys. We got to stop that. Stop them sea lamprey. And if you catch one, don't throw it back. Whoa. And it's telling me the show's coming to an end, and I always like to leave you with the Native American proverb. And this one comes from Minquas and Chief Minquas. And it says, if you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. That's very true. Think about that. Hey, get outdoors before it gets hot next week. Let's enjoy it. Be part of the great outdoors. And you know what? Take a friend with you and bring some of your kids' friends. Get more people enjoying the outdoors. It'll be better for us down the road. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.